All right, let's look at chapter 35. The word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah from the word came to Jeremiah from the Lord unto the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, the king of Judah, saying, let's look at the time that we have in this. Jehoiakim reigned 11 years, I'm trying to think, and the first siege, this would be the first siege of Nebuchadnezzar. His real name was Eliakim, and Pharaoh changed it to Jehoiakim, and he reigned somewhere, this word came somewhere between 608 and 597 B.C., somewhere in there, it doesn't tell us. But in those days, God spake unto them. Now, I'm just going to read this and then pick up on the thought that we have in it. Go into the house of Rechabai, are the sons of Rechab, and speak unto them, and begin and bring unto, I can't even read it right, and bring them unto the house of the Lord, unto one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. Then I took Jazaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazaniah, and his brethren, and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites, and I brought them into the house of the Lord, to the chambers of the son of Hanan, the son of Igdaliah, a man of God, which was by the chambers of the prince, which was above the chambers of Messiah, the son of Shalom, the keeper of the door. And I sat before the sons of the house of Rechabites, pots of wine, pots full of wine, and the cups. And he said to them, drink ye wine. But they said, we will drink no wine. For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, ye shall drink no wine, neither shall ye or your sons forever. Neither shall you build houses, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyards, nor have any, but all the days you shall dwell in tents, and you shall live many days in the land where you shall be strangers. And thus we have obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he had charged us, to drink no wine all the days, all our days, we, our wives, our sons, and our daughters, nor to build houses for us to dwell in. Neither have we vineyards, nor fields, nor seed. But we have dwelt in tents, and have obeyed and done according to all that Jonadab our father commanded us. And it came to pass, when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came unto the land, that we said, come, let us go to Jerusalem, for fear of the armies of the Chaldeans, and for the fear of the army of the Syrians. So we dwelt at Jerusalem. Then came the word of Jeremiah, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, go tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will ye not receive instructions to hearken unto my words, saith the Lord? Now, let's go back and pick up the thought that we have in this. Rechab was the father of this tribe of people. He was a Kenite, and I'm just going to give you the verses. You write them down, and you look them up when you get home pertaining to this. We're not going to take the time for it tonight. But in 1 Chronicles 2:55, and also in 2 Kings 10, verses 15 through 23, we see that these were Kenites, and they were a nomadic tribe of people. They were a people that were scattered all over. They were little sections of them, just here and there, scattered all over. That was part of the Kenite people. In Judges 1:16, we find them in Hebron. Now, these people were friends of Moses because Moses' father-in-law was part of these group of people also. Read this in Numbers 10, verses 29 through 33. Moses wanted them to lead the way into the land. Now, we don't read that they did it. They refused to do it. But he wanted them to do it because they were nomads. They knew the way. They had been down this way before. And so they were without doubt friends of Moses because they were part of his wife's family. They were also friends of David, though, too. In 1 Samuel 30, verses 26 and 29, we read that David gave some of his spoil to these people. But as we look at them, they represent the fact of obedience by faith. And to God, this was a wonderful thing. They believed. They were obedient to what they believed. These were not descendants of Jacob. They were a different people altogether. Now, we have several pictures here. First, we have a picture of obedience, of what God wants his people to be. Without fail, they didn't understand why their forefathers had told them not to do these things. They didn't question it, they just didn't do it because they were told not to. Now, this is what God wanted his people to do, is to just simply obey without any question to it. And we have the same thing today. God wants us to do the same thing, to obey. Now listen to the meanings of these people's names, and I think it's wonderful. The word Rechab means a chariot rider or a horse rider or a chariot racers. Any one of those would be a good thought. And looking at it in for ourselves, we are on a racetrack, are we not? The whole book of Philippians is talking about the lover of a horse race. And God wants people that are obedient people, that are in this race with a goal in their mind. Then Jezaniah, his name means Jehovah will hear. And I think this speaks of the overcomer's prayer life. Who does God hear if it isn't those that are obedient and those that are sincere toward the Lord? And then Jeremiah, his name means Jehovah will establish. Another meaning of the name, the whole Jehovah will cast forth. And this has a thought of the faith life of these obedient people. Learning to live by faith, learning to walk by faith. And then Habazaniah, his name means the hiding of Jehovah's thorn. And this speaks of our suffering life. Thorns stick. This happens to hint towards especially roses. And I think the suffering of an obedient person's life will bring a good odor to God out of their life. But it's hidden. We don't boast in it. We don't go around telling everybody how much we suffered for Christ's sake. Paul said he boasted this once, and he said he felt like a fool to doing that in 2 Corinthians 11 and 12. He said he didn't want to boast. He said, I'm going to boast of this weak guy, this is a hidden thing. The way of suffering is sweet. And these represent overcomers for this age. Remember, these are not of Jacob. These are nomads people. They have no home. And this is what God wants us. We're strangers and pilgrims in a foreign land with no home, no place that we claim our own. Heaven is our home. And this is what we want. And so this, he said that we may, verse 7, and we may live many days in the land where we were strangers. And God calls us strangers. And this is what Israel should be in the Lord. Just simply to trust in the Lord. Have a song, trust and obey. There is no other way to be happy in Jesus but trust and obey. And to walk by faith. But when it come to his people, you see, they didn't do this. Notice that they were obeying a man, their forefathers. And notice what God said concerning this. Verse 15, I have sent also unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, Return ye now, every man from his evil way, and amend your doings, and go not after other gods and serve them. And ye shall dwell in the land which I have given you and to your fathers, but ye have not inclined your ear. Now notice the disobedience. In verse 14 we read, But ye hearken not unto me. In verse 13, ye will not receive instructions to hearken unto my words. So over and over again, verse 16, But this people hath not hearkened unto me. Now, if these people that were taken in as an example of the obedient one would listen to a natural man and follow after him and be absolutely obedient, how much more should Israel be obedient to the voice of God? But they weren't. How much more should we listen to the voice of God and be obedient to what he wants in our life? Well, God says he's going to judge all this. Verse 17, Therefore thus saith the Lord God of the host, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the habitations of Jerusalem and all the evil that I have pronounced against them because they have spoken unto them, because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard. And I have called unto them, but they have not answered. And Jeremiah said unto the house of Rechabites, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because you have obeyed the commandments of Jonadab, your father, and kept his precepts, and done according to all that he hath commanded you. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, shall not want for a man to stand before me forever. And so these people that were without a promise stood afar off. Kind of reminds us of the second chapter of Ephesians. That's what we were, Gentiles, weren't we? But we heard the word of God. And Paul wrote in the sixth chapter of Romans, verse 17, he said, But you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine that was committed unto you. And that's what God wants, an obedient life toward him.